Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Yes, it is that time. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, as we do every day leading up to the NFL draft, which is next Thursday. We have our draft show tickets to give away. All right. Number one over at CBS Sports. Now, CBS put together here, Hugh, a 3-round mock draft. Now, we will go through this, and we'll react to the Eagles' first-round pick as we do every day. But, Hugh, after we react to the first-round pick, I just want to get your take on who they have mocked to the Eagles in the second round. Let's start, though, top of the draft, Cam Ward, quarterback out of Tennessee. Number two, quarterback out of Miami, to Tennessee. Quarterback number two, Travis Hunter. They list him as an athlete out of Colorado. He's going to the Browns. Number three, the Giants like Abdul Carter, edge, Penn State. Number four, Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU, to the Patriots. And number five, Mason Graham, defensive lineman, Michigan, to Jacksonville. It's been a very common top five the last couple weeks or days of this.
Did you see what Travis Hunter said recently, by the way?
What did Travis Hunter say?
Said if a team doesn't want to play in both sides, mm-hmm. he'd rather just retire and not play for that team.
I like this kid.
Must be nice to have NIL money so long.
Well, that's true.
That you can just forego the NFL.
That's going to change some of this stuff for the NFL. Like these, it just changes the mentality of players coming in.
We have players holding out of college, which is crazy.
Oh, the Tennessee quarterback?
Yeah.
Good for Tennessee saying, get out, man. We'll find another quarterback.
That is crazy. I mean, God bless him, man. I'm not mad at him for doing it, but I guess the theme of the day is read the room.
He didn't read the room.
He did not read the room.
Because they said, see you, buddy.
By the way, they're retiring Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter's uniforms at Colorado.
A lot of controversy over that. They didn't retire Cordell Stewart's number, and he was a great player. So his dad is retiring his son's number. Feels a little bit weird. Feels a little bit. Anyway. All right, number 32, the Philadelphia Eagles select a name we saw early on, Hugh, in our Daily Mocks. Walter Nolan, defensive lineman out of Ole Miss. The way they write it up here, Nolan is the exact kind of explosive defensive tackle the Eagles need to replace Milton Williams. He's NFL ready in the run game with tons of potential as a pass rusher. So I like Walter Nolan a lot. My concern on this is, I've seen a lot of mocks where he's going 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I don't think he's going to be there. If he's there at 32, to me, it's the easiest pick of the draft. Just go get this kid. Walter Nolan, Ole Miss, SEC. I think he's a potential Pro Bowler. What do you think?
No, you know, I'm watching, and again, they're highlights people. But the one thing, like playing in that four-point stance and jumping off the ball and getting in those linemen chest. I mean, that right there, man, he's an aggressive player. I like that. I like that about it. Didn't Fletcher go to Ole Miss? That was his school, right?
Fletcher went to
Mississippi State.
Went to Mississippi State.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad, Fletcher, if you listen. I know cats get mad about that.
A.J. Brown went to Ole Miss.
Okay, my fault. Yeah. He looks good, man, at that D-tackle spot. Looked like you could move him out to the end spot if you have to. You know, you could switch him up a little bit. Looks a little versatile. I like that. I like that a lot.
I think it'd be an incredible pick for the Eagles if he's there. NFC National Scout quoted as saying, nobody questions how talented he is and how hard he plays. Super twitched up and really explosive. Seems like an Eagles pick if he's there at 32. All right, Hugh, we usually just do one round. But this mock had multiple rounds. And, Hugh, my attention was caught because with the second round pick, number 64 overall, the second pick for the Eagles in this draft, the CBS Sports has the Eagles selecting Jalen Milroe, quarterback out of Alabama, which is the ultimate deja vu. I was sitting here, I mean, literally like in this spot, 5 years ago when the Eagles selected a second round quarterback out of Alabama and the whole town melted down. Hugh, before we get to the other parts of it, what do you think of Milroe? I saw Peter Schrager was on ESPN today as we were doing our show on TV there, and he called him the biggest wild card in the draft. What do you think of Milroe? Because every time I see a scouting report on him, it reminds me what people said about Jalen Hurts 5 years ago. Athlete, yeah, runner, needs to get better as a thrower, Alabama. A lot of similarities.
I'll say this. It would be odd. It would kind of play into my whole narrative. It would. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, trigger anybody that more so than I've already done for this day. But I think that it wouldn't be a bad thing. You know why? Because I think Jalen's equipped. I don't think Jalen's Carson. Carson melted down when this happened. I think Jalen would look at it as an opportunity to teach. You know, because let's be honest, y'all. Jalen's not going to play here. Jalen Milroe. He's not going to play while Jalen's playing. But what better quarterback to learn from and keep it going than the quarterback that you're basically modeled after? And not only that, think about it. The Eagles, the last couple of seasons, they've been trying to find an adequate backup for Jalen Hurts.
I know.
And if you draft a guy who is adequately equipped to back him up, then I don't have a problem with him. He's not going to play. Let's be honest. There's no way on God's green earth that I feel that Jalen should feel threatened if they take Jalen Milroe in the second round.
So I like the idea, and I like the prospect. I think he's interesting to try to develop into something the way they did Hurts. But you know as well as I do what'll happen here.
Like, the fan base.
Yes, and I don't mean day one. I mean, because I don't even think Milroe's ready. I mean, he to me is a project.
Well, it'll be our fault.
It'll be our fault. It'll be WIP's fault. But you know, within a year or two, I'll just put it that way. In a year or two, Jalen Hurts gets banged up, misses a game or two, and Jalen Milroe comes in the way Carson got benched
Wentz
and
whatever.
He'll get on the field somehow, right? Mm-hmm. And he plays well. Hugh, you know how this goes. That the Eagles would be inviting that situation. They'd be inviting it.
And as a quarterback or as a former player, you can't allow the young guy behind you to give a chance to show what he can do.
I know. But it would be unique because it's not a fourth round pick.
No,
it's second.
Yeah, and I get where a lot of people would be nervous. But listen, they're always drafting you. The one thing you know in the NFL is they're always looking to replace you. That's a fact. You know, they give you a ton of money, but they're always looking for the next you. And that's as long as you're comfortable with that and you do everything that you can while the job is yours, then that's the only thing you can worry about. I think when you talk about the Carson Wentz thing, it was unique because you had already gotten replaced in the Super Bowl by Nick Foles, and now everybody talks about Nick Foles. And then you turn around the next year and you draft a quarterback. That's a lot. I mean, mentally, that's a lot for anybody, you know. But I don't think Jalen should feel any kind of way because you're the prototype in this situation.
So I think he could handle – I think they actually have a relationship. Jalen Hurts has helped Milroe because obviously the Alabama thing.
Yeah.
I do think, though – that it would put pressure on Hurts to keep playing well.
Well, the pressure I think that would come from it is the fact that you better stay your butt healthy.
Yeah, and
you better stay on the field
and play well because there's now a cheaper you. I mean, like a lot of people compare Milroe to Hurts 5 years ago. There's a cheaper you on the roster that is developing day by day. He's an interesting player in this draft. He might get drafted higher than this. Some people think first round, early. He was invited to the draft, which means the NFL thinks he's going sooner than later.
Yeah.
He's there, though, in round two. Kyle, your thought, Jalen Milroe with the 64th pick in the draft.
Yeah, like it makes sense for what the Eagles do, like how he's referred to them as a quarterback factory in the past. We know they had interest in Justin Fields last season.
Similar kind of player.
They went after a former first-round pick in Kenny Pickett. Like, the Eagles like pedigree at their quarterback position. And I think they want the strongest room possible. Like, if you get Jalen Milroe here, then, you know, who knows? A few years down the line, you have a second-round pick quarterback who's put some game film on tape. Let's be honest about Jalen Hurts. He does get injured. He does allow the backup quarterbacks to step in and put some film out there for other teams. And then maybe you can do what Hugh's thinking, and you can dangle him for a high draft pick.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
That, I think, would probably make a lot more sense to ask for than somebody like Tanner McKee. But, like, this is somebody who would fit the offense. He's really fast, right? Then he run, like, a 4.29 or something like that. Like, great athleticism. So that's something that I think everybody would feel a lot more comfortable with if he had to go fill in for Jalen Hurts if he missed a few games next season.
Well, and then you talk about just options down the line. And again, this isn't me saying Hurts is going to be out of here. Hurts just won the Super Bowl. But his cap number was $13 million this year, Jalen Hurts. His cap number in 2027 is $42 million. A couple years from now, they get to figure out, is this worth it? Or do we have a guy making nothing that is catching up? I mean, I think it is fascinating, and if he's there in the second round, I'm certainly my antenna is up on this one with Jalen.
Late second round too.
Yes. Well, so was Jalen. He was 53.
No, right.
Not
no,
the
so
last
I'm,
pick.
So I'm just saying, like, this isn't like, I know people would freak out because he's a quote unquote high drafted quarterback, which he kind of is second round, but it's still, that's borderline third.
Is that the spin Howie's going to use?
Yes.
When everyone freaks out, it's almost a third round pick.
So that's what he was going to.
Yeah.
Use.
No, not a big deal.
Come on.
Spin Dr. Douglas. It's almost
spin,
a third rounder. It's not a big deal.
Stuff.
It's not a big deal.
I don't think it would be a big deal for Jalen, though. I really don't.
I kind of agree with you.
Oh, actually. I think it'd be. I think it.
Well, if anything, I think
he'd handle it.
I think he would use it in a positive way.
But it would not be a big deal.
Well,
I mean,
it would be a big deal
for us.
We'd all make it a big deal.
Yeah, it'd be a big deal for us.
Right.
Yeah, well, sure we would. I mean, it's a second round quarterback. Everyone told me the last one wasn't a big deal, and it was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. All right. We also have a draft report from Elliot Shore Parks, who just he's stacking good days as Eagles insider of the year here. What did Elliot say here, Kyle? Do we have a report about potentially someone they're interested in?
Yeah, so he said per league source, the Eagles are showing a lot of interest in the safety who we've seen mocked to the Eagles, Malachi Starks.
From Georgia.
Wasn't he just here?
This came off of his pre-draft visit with the Eagles. They used one of their top 30 visits on him. And Elliott says, Eagles would likely trade up, but they have a ton of interest in Starks. So
well, there's two things to react to here.
He also added the afternoon show.
Why didn't he add all of us?
I don't know, but it seems like he's trying to gain favor.
Well, I mean, I'm not mad at him for
that. And the insider of the year?
I'm not mad at him for that.
But, well, you know.
But to be insider of the year, you gotta contribute to all the shows, not just the afternoon show.
I mean, he does contribute.
He does. He does a big part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about him, buttering up Spike.
He's a questionable part of the
Spike
tweet.
Spike likes that,
yeah, I gotta say.
He could just tag everyone in the tweet.
Well, you know, Spike.
He added Sports Radio WIP.
And the afternoon show.
And the afternoon show.
Now,
Spike likes to be buttered.
Now, hold on.
You know what he means. I ain't mad at him.
Now, you know what? I was going to go give Elliot the benefit of the doubt and say maybe he tweeted it during the afternoon show, so he wanted to make them aware of newsy stuff. You know, he tweeted this during our show yesterday.
Oh, you feel some kind
that's
of way.
Actually, yeah. That's actually kind of a joke.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, we'll have to press him on that tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk
that's
to him.
That's a disaster.
Boy, you two right here, man. Y'all. Well,
hold on. Y'all. He's got a scoop. We're on the air.
It's just, it's, as you would say, Hugh, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
I mean, I get it.
Just find it fascinating.
I just created two monsters over here, though, man. Y'all done took this whole petty thing to the
But you know what? Because I just level. Noticed it now.
What?
That the he put thing. That he added the afternoon show.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just,
I like mean, how we've totally.
I don't have a problem with it.
You don't find that fascinating?
We've totally moved off of the idea that they want this player to now yeah, right. anointed Elias.
Yeah.
I would I like Starks. He's a good player. We talked about him last week.
Yeah.
Am I trading up for a safety, though? I don't know about that.
I think I'm officially on the page of I'd be annoyed if they drafted Malachi Starks.
Because of the CJ thing?
Yeah, like they had the starting safety on the roster. Yeah. It's not like they lost him in free agency.
Yeah.
Like I can understand if you're drafting to fill a hole that you couldn't afford, like Josh Sweat, Milton Williams.
Sure.
That makes more sense to me. They had this player on the roster. So this would be them creating a hole and using their best asset they have left this offseason to fill that hole.
I think it's more to it than that though. I mean, but I hear, like, in essence, that's what they're doing. But I think it's more to the story than that.
Well, there might be, but it is, in essence, that, though, right? They created a hole. Now they have to fill it.
I mean, like, at its core, that's exactly what it is.
No, I mean, but I think it was a whole field. I mean, it was a hole created because of the situation that presented itself after the Super Bowl win. I think that there's a little bit of that.
So this is without, I guess, any of us knowing what exactly might have happened in the locker room.
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl win.
Reckless speculation. On
yeah,
my part.
But it's that's what I mean, though. It just kind of feels like it felt like an unnecessary thing to one, trade him for a backup guard, and then two, to use the best asset you have left on his replacement. I don't.
Well, not only that,
I don't like that.
You would rather have a pass rusher.
I'd rather have C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Well, but the concept could be if you had kept C.J.,
then it makes it so much easier for you to go get a pass rush.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I my guess is still they're going to use that first-round pick on a defensive lineman, right, or an edge rusher, like a Walter Nolan type, a defensive tackle type, or an edge guy.
And just remember, too, the draft is normally fluid. It ebbs and flows because somebody's going to reach for somebody.
Well, and like last year, no one expected Quinyon to slip or Cooper, and then they pivoted and they got two outstanding defensive backs. So if Malachi Stark slips, I'm good with the pick at 32, but I'm not, I don't know, trading up for a safety.
Because the only thing that's really guaranteed in the draft is the first two picks. And after that, it kind of.
I think you're right this year. It feels like Cam Ward and Travis Hunter.
Yeah, because it's been the first two names have been like, we've been saying them forever. And Cam looks like he's the number one overall pick. Yep. So after that, you know, I remember watching the draft. What was it, Zeke's year? Mm. Is that the year they reached out for one of the Bosa kids?
That was Carson. That was a great top.
Zeke was fourth, right?
It was Goff, Carson.
Somebody reached because somebody went higher than he was anticipated to go, and it threw the whole draft in a tizzy.
I think it was Goff, Carson, Bosa, Zeke, Jalen Ramsey?
Something like that. Yeah.
It was a really good top five of the draft. All right, 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines here and all this. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will, what's up?
All right. Man, I kept saying since the season started, it's going to be like the Eagles, right? And the same thing that we did to Sirianni, y'all doing to Rob now, right? And you see how the season turned around, right?
I see the parallel a little bit. A little bit. But yeah, okay, go ahead.
But after the bye week, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understand that, like, he do need to show some type of emotion or bring some type of energy, man, because, like, you know, the guys is, you know, I believe they need that right now. They need it from him, not from the other players. They need it from him. And I think it's about time that, you know, our owner pull all of them in the room and ask, what is the problem? Like, it's time to, you know, play ball. Everything is accounted for, man. Like, I always say this. This man gave every player top dollar. It's time to cash in on that, bro. Like, we done went through four seasons, and now we right back in the same predicament. And the whole thing is, this is the team to win the World Series. I don't understand why they're not, like, channeling into that right now. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that they're going to make a move. I'm not giving up on them yet. I'm not going to give up on Rob yet. You know, but Rob, you got to, you know, I see you taking notes. And the last few games, you taking notes, and we still losing. So, obviously, you're not seeing something. And maybe you need to make a, like I said, too, and another caller said, you need to make a phone call to Charlie, a winner, somebody that understands what you're probably missing or what the team is missing, man. You got to do something, man, to turn this team around. Because now it's getting crucial, and people, you know, some of the people are starting to panic. But, you know, I really think they're going to turn it around. And what I want to say is you got to keep Kepler and Castellanos back-to-back, man. They complement each other, bro. And Kepler, like I said, next month, you're going to see a different Kepler.
Yeah, you're a Kepler guy. And there's no question. Yeah. I like the way your guy
– probably lead him off.
No, we can't do that. Your Castellanos guy is doing well. Cassie's off to a very nice start.
Absolutely. But let me say this. Now, yo, they didn't try everything. And guess what? Moving Boehm around, right? Mm. And it didn't work. So what's the difference between letting them lead off?
Because
there's a huge difference.
Because there's outs to start the lineup. That's the difference.
I like how he's dying on this hill, though.
This is what Will does. Will's very committed to his takes. I like that. Will, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? We need a winner.
Yeah, I forgot we're doing it.
Oh, my goodness. Did you give a fourth clue?
Not yet. We might have to. Yeah, we might have to give that fourth clue soon because these clues stink.
I got two of them, but, oh, man, I don't know which one to go with. I'm going to go with Siberian Husky.
Siberian Husky, not in.
you know, it always fascinates me that, like, we swear it down, we know people.
Yeah,
the last clue should have gave it away. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The last clue, like the way Hughes Clues works is
it was a giveaway.
The first clue is supposed to be vague because we got a 4-hour show to do. Second clue is a little bit more pinpoint. The third clue is the one that usually you hone in on, and the fourth clue brings it all.
Getting
in
it
home.
To 1:30 is damning.
The fourth clue is a pity clue. I mean, it really, it's like we're like, please win the prize.
But can I just tell the clue again?
Why don't you go through the first three?
Can I listen? Because we on the clock now, and everybody looking at me like I'm crazy. This is a cold weather mammal. This is inappropriately named mascot, sports mascot, in my opinion. And I can't stand this animal.
See? You got to listen.
What else do you want?
Well, now I'm imagining Ike hating Siberian Huskies for some reason.
Yeah, I see Siberian Huskies.
Yeah, I can't do that. All right, there are your clues. Marlon in Southwest Philly's up. What's up, Marlon?
No, don't let Marlon get it.
No, I won't let
him. Listen, Joe.
Hang up.
Don't even ask.
Every time I turn around with these Philadelphia teams, first thing y'all want to do is fire the coach or the manager.
Yes.
Now, listen, man. First of all, let me tell you what's wrong with the Phillies. And this is where that, because you hear Jack now, he all quiet now, you know, he's phony. Jack is corny. But anyway, the way to straighten the Phillies out, this is what y'all got to stop doing. Every time one of the lesser players don't hit or make a mistake, we crush them. We crush them. But hold up, bro. We do got two guys over there, 300 plus million, and them bats stink. And now I think if we crush them together, then the Phillies are understanding and the players are understanding. Because, I mean, just look at it. We all play ball, and Joe, he ain't doing nothing either, but he's getting all the glory. Like, oh, bro, you messing us up. So y'all got to grow some balls in Philadelphia and let Bryce Harper know y'all putting him on Mount Rushmore. He put a fanatic on, and y'all want to turn around and act like he – I don't even want to put the word
the blue gender reveal
in there. But, man, y'all got to learn to grow some balls and stop jumping on my man Thompson and jump on Harper.
Oh, hold on, hold on. I agree with you. Harper's got to be better. Turner, I've been destroying on this radio station for two years.
I can hear it in your voice.
Well, yeah, hear my voice. I've killed Turner since he got here. He's stunk as a Philly. But Marlon, the manager sat there like he was asleep as the call came in last night, and everyone knew it was a ball, including the manager. How do I leave him alone?
Because you know why?
Why?
If you was Rob Thompson in that moment, right? Listen, y'all all stink. Y'all ain't hitting nothing. What I need to jump up looking like a class? You know, like for what?
Y'all to spark the team, Marlon.
Get out there and do y'all job. You know what I mean?
Flip like, a table, bro. Marlon. Get everyone fired up.
Slap an umpire.
Yes. No. Kick some dirt on the ump.
Yeah, do that. No. Don't slap
anybody. Yeah, don't slap anybody. Get suspended for that. Yeah, yeah.
WIP need to grow some balls and stop turning the records. Every show I listen to, everybody stinks. But Harper. Man, listen, bro.
Listen, we brought up the bat. What do you? He hasn't played great this year so far. I agree with you, Marlon. Well, he doesn't
ain't doing
stink.
Nothing. He ain't playing like a $300 million
player. Aren't you a Dodgers fan?
Oh, wait a second.
Boy, I'm not no Dodger fan. Y'all listen to anything somebody say, and y'all run with it. Run with this. Stop criticizing my team and
your
criticize
team.
Harper.
But he's part of the team.
What have I done to deserve this?
But he only one ain't getting no.
He's gotten some today. He got Devin was on with this real. She crushed him. Marlon, we appreciate the phone call. The bottom line is this: Harper's got to be better. It'd be nice if he heats up a little bit here. Three strikeouts last night wasn't nice. It'd be nice. I said it yesterday. Carry the team for a week. He hasn't done it yet. But the manager, I'm not letting him off the hook today because Bryce Harper struck out. Wake up, Rob. There were 40,000 people there last night. You're the only one didn't show a pulse on that strikeout. Wake up. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, why don't we, before we hit this, why don't you give the people the fourth clue? They could kind of chew on this for the next few minutes because this is ridiculous. No one has got this. Four pack of tickets. This is a reflection of you, Hugh.
It's not a reflection of me. People aren't paying attention. Mm-hmm. This is where it gets there. Take a deep breath.
Sound like Dr. Karp. Go ahead.
It's a Marvel character.
I don't know what more anyone would need. All right, there's your fourth clue. Your phone call's coming up. We'll check in with you people at the end of the show.
So disappointed in you people.
And speaking of annoying Cowboys, Emmitt Smith, he's tired of us, of you. We'll crush him next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And during the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You can start with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets in a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.